Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It is Tuesday, April 12th, and this is People Every Day. Hello again, everyone. It's me, your host, Janine Rubenstein. There is so much to get into today that we need to just, you know, jump right in. Our first story is a horrifying one that's been developing throughout the day. At least 16 people were injured this morning in Brooklyn after a shooter wearing a gas mask and an orange vest with a yellow stripe opened fire inside a New York City subway car. The violence took place when the train was near the station at 36th Street and 4th Avenue in the Sunset Park section of Brooklyn. NYPD sources say calls first came into police around 8:30 a.m. local time when passengers noticed smoke believed to be caused by a smoke bomb. Now, authorities say 10 people were shot in the incident, while six others suffered injuries due to other factors like smoke inhalation and panic. Sources told People that there are currently no deaths to report, and all victims were transported to the hospital, wishing them all a speedy recovery. And, well, now moving on the best we can, we've got a Bennifer bling update. As we've all heard 100 times by now, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are engaged. And we at People finally have the inside scoop on that special ring, that big, beautiful green ring. People reached out to diamond expert Grant Mobley from the Natural Diamond Council to weigh in on just how rare J.Lo's ring actually is. And he said this: "The rarity of a natural green diamond cannot be overstated. Generally speaking, green is the second rarest natural color of a diamond, with fancy red being the rarest. Only a small handful of green diamonds come to the market every year, and almost never are they in the vivid color and size of this diamond." Wow. Mobley also added that the value of green diamonds tends to increase over time and referred to the ring as a very solid investment. Well, of course. J.Lo is no stranger to an engagement ring, though. She's been engaged 6 times now and made it to the altar in 3 of those instances. You know, Jenny from the Block must have wanted something truly special this time around. And my thought is this green heart-shaped diamond, like Ben, is the one. Soon-to-be new mother, Rihanna, is on the cover of Vogue this week and is looking absolutely stunning with her baby bump. In her interview, Rihanna talks about navigating these last few months with her partner and father-to-be, rapper A$AP Rocky. The pop star spoke openly on how well she and Rocky complement one another and how he's even influenced some of her fashion choices, saying, "It's like iron sharpening iron." Ugh, biblical quotes here. And speaking of fashion, since revealing her pregnancy, Rihanna has been embracing her maternity style with one eye-popping baby bump look to the next. She's not interested in traditional maternity clothes, telling Vogue, "When I found out I was pregnant, I thought to myself, there's no way I'm going to go shopping in no maternity aisle. I'm sorry. It's too much fun to get dressed up. I'm not going to let that part disappear because my body is changing." Preach. I've got to say, you guys, she has continued to look absolutely stunning in this shoot, with a trip to a Bonpont and Baby Dior, not to mention a little Target run. We all saw that already on the books. Riri plans on having a baby that's just as fabulous as she is. I cannot wait for this little trendsetter to come, you guys. But, you know, I've got to admit, I'm a little worried about being outdressed by a newborn. And speaking of legendary pop stars and motherhood, we have got to get deeper into this Britney story. Yesterday, Britney Spears took to Instagram and set the internet ablaze. The pop star left fans wondering if she is indeed pregnant with her third child. As we reported yesterday, she wrote in her caption, "I lost so much weight to go on my Maui trip, only to gain it back. I thought, geez, what happened to my stomach? My husband said, 'No, you're food pregnant, silly.' So I got a pregnancy test." Spears wrote, And, well, I am having a baby. That's what she said. So there's a lot to talk about here. Joining me now to do just that is People Managing Editor Charlotte Triggs. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Janine. How's it going?
Good. Let's talk about this Instagram post first and foremost. There was no photo of a baby bump. It was a photo of a pink tea set and matching flowers. She also wrote in the caption that, quote, 4 days later, I got a little more food pregnant. If two are in there, I might just lose it. So take me into what we know and what we don't know about all this.
As it turns out, we really don't know what is going on here. And this is not just your standard announcement, because there's so many unanswered questions. So we've reached out to sources, you know, in the interim to try to find out what's the deal. And we are hearing different things from different people. This is a woman who has had a rough go of it, a rough few years. Certainly this last year has been very eventful, but her announcement itself was very confusing. And the word choice was very kind of like fluid and loose and stuff like that. Like, there is nothing here pinning it down in any certain terms that we could rely on. I mean, we do know that her friends like Paris Hilton are congratulating her, but we're hearing from multiple sources different things.
We know Britney has wanted another baby for a long time. She spoke about that last June when she broke her silence about wanting to end her 13-year-long conservatorship. So remind us some of what she said about that and how her fertility came up during that whole case.
She very much said that she wants another child, that the conservatorship had been standing in the way of that because everything was so hyper-regulated down to her birth control, which at the time she revealed she was on an IUD, that she wanted to get rid of it but had not been able to, that they had, the conservators would not grant that request. Very dramatic. It is not every day that you're hearing these kinds of details. And she also mentioned at the time that she was on some seriously hardcore medications. She has not specifically talked about the mental illness that she is suffering from, but we do know that there are some mental health issues that are being medicated. As with anybody who might be on medications for mental health, you have to have a very clear plan in order to have a healthy pregnancy, because these medications can be very dangerous if you're not. In many cases, you might need to stop a medication in order to then go on the journey of having a baby in a healthy, safe way.
So Sam, Britney's fiance, who she called her husband in the post, took to Instagram to share his own post about the news, but still didn't directly confirm that they are going to be parents. He said, marriage and kids are a natural part of a strong relationship filled with love and respect. Fatherhood is something I have always looked forward to and I don't take lightly. It is the most important job I will ever do.
Very odd comment. If you're going to have a baby and you're excited, I mean, like, you would be like, I'm going to be a dad. The baby's due in October. I mean, this to me reads like, she says something, he's not trying to publicly disagree with her and embarrass her and like have some kind of weird second round of headlines. But this is not a definitive yes or no in my book.
And he's spoken out in the past, though, about wanting to become a father and start a family with Britney, though.
When you're in a relationship with someone that you're truly in love with, you want to recreate. And so this is something that I want to do.
They've been together now for a while, you know, all the way back to 2016. They were first linked after meeting on the set of one of her music videos, Slumber Party. He's actually an actor. You know, he's got a few credits to his name, just a couple. So 2017, they go Instagram official. And the interesting part is that he has really been kind of a force for good in her journey on the road to kind of independence. He's really supported her throughout the battle to end her conservatorship. He's been a rock. He makes sure she eats well and works out and, like, you know, stuff like that's not so glamorous and not so sexy, but like where it shows that you're truly looking out for someone. Like when you're married for a long time and you like, yeah, you're making sure that they're got their good habits or that they're doing something that mm-hmm. they need to do. That's not the romance.
Making those doctor's appointments, doing all the things to.
Exactly. Like, so yeah. Last September, they did get engaged. And, you know, since then, she does call him her husband. But we do have sources that have told us definitively they are not married, that she just really likes calling him her husband. So sometimes she calls him fiance. Sometimes she calls him husband. She's definitely keeping us all on our toes with this word choice. Every time she says that, we do go have to check it all over again. But our recent intel indicates not married, just likes to call him her husband.
Charlotte, thank you so, so much for breaking this down for us, getting into all of the details.
Yeah, totally. Thanks, Janine.
Coming up, we have an exclusive interview with actress Gabrielle Union and her husband, three-time NBA champion, Dwayne Wade. We sit down to talk about what inspired them to start their own line of baby products and what it's been like navigating parenthood together. But first, the CMT Awards happened down in Nashville last night. Right after the break, we've got a roundup of the night's biggest moments that you won't want to miss. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are back, and last night, the Country Music Television Awards were on CBS, and there are so many amazing moments to talk about. First, the show was set to be hosted by Kelsea Ballerini and Anthony Mackie, but yesterday morning, Ballerini announced that she tested positive for COVID and would not make the show. She also told fans this.
The incredible CMT family and my team have brought part of the CMT set to my house, to my little bubble, and set it up to where I can still host and perform.
That's right. She continued her hosting duties from home while her co-host from last year, Kane Brown, joined Mackie in person to keep the show running on the ground in Nashville. As expected, the night had some memorable performances. On top of announcing their first tour, mother-daughter duo and soon-to-be Country Music Hall of Fame inductees Winona and Naomi Judd appeared on TV together for the first time in 20 years, singing their 1990 hit, Love Will Build a Bridge. Now, the performance I personally love the most and that I have seen shared all over social media today was the collaborative single Pray by solo artist Jimmy Allen, country band Little Big Town, and R&B singer Monica.
Whatever book you read, if you do or don't believe, we pray.
That's what I love about these kinds of award shows. I love hearing artists working together from across different genres. But the night was filled with so much talent and so many deserving winners. Miranda Lambert, my girl, I love her, won Female Video of the Year for If I Was a Cowboy. Country music legend George Strait won CMT Performance of the Year for Is Anybody Going to San Antone? And Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean took home the top prizes for Video of the Year and Collaborative Video of the Year for their duet If I Didn't Love You.
If I didn't love you, I'd be good right now. I'd be better than barely.
After her victories last night, Carrie Underwood has taken home Video of the Year 10 times and now has 25 CMT awards at home on her mantle, which has got to be over a pretty large fireplace to hold all of that hardware. My next guests are the superstar, doting parents of a big family, including a three-year-old who's known to go viral for her big personality and facial expressions to match, actress Gabrielle Union, and future NBA Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade's youngest is Kavya James, a.k.a. Shady Baby, who is a superstar in her own right and the inspiration behind their new baby care brand called Proudly, out now, that offers accessibly priced products using clean, plant-based ingredients, and also Proudly is dedicated to hiring diverse talent so everyone gets a seat at the table. As a mom of my own little 20-month-old shady baby, Raimi, you guys know I am so happy to have them on to talk about this new venture and so much more. So Gabby and Dwayne, along with Dr. Barachi, who is director of dermatology for Proudly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
You two have joined forces as business partners to, you know, break into this baby care world, which I kind of feel like you're experts in now. But between the two of you, whose idea was this and how has it been working together?
You know, I think a lot of great ideas and definitely a lot of successful companies come out of necessity, or it comes out of a void in the space or something mm-hmm. that's very personal to you. And so going through this process together with Kavya, it was personal to us as we could not find what we needed for our child. We realized our position, and we had the opportunity to reach out to the right people, you know, something that's for us, for melanated skins. I'm just super proud of like what we started and now to see that, you know, the day is coming, but to also see the team that was put together to really build this company is something that we're very proud of.
What was it specifically for you guys that you were looking for and you were like in Target, like, nope, 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 nope?
It was Kav's diaper rash that I guess, you know, I never babysat. I was much more inclined to mow your lawn than watch your children. So Kav was really the first baby I was consistently around. So I guess I just wasn't as familiar with diaper rash because I thought it was going to look like a rash. And so I called my Black mom friends and they're like, mm-hmm, that's diaper rash. And then I called and I was like, okay. Then I called some of my white mom friends and they were like, no, diaper rash is more like a rash. Yours must be something different. And I was like, it is something different. It's how, you know, different skin-related issues impact melanated babies differently. Trying to find products is like a needle in a haystack, especially during the pandemic with supply chain issues.
Dr. Barachi, if you can jump in there and just explain, like, what is that difference? If you can, like, kind of point to what specifically and proudly is speaking to that population?
A lot of brands don't take into account the biology and the nuances of melanated skin. Melanated skin tends to be a lot drier. Black skin, we tend to have more of an intense itch. Eczema is very common in the Black population. And so we really need to make sure we were very intentional about the ingredients that we put in the Proudly products. We leverage plant-based ingredients that are safe and effective. They hydrate the skin. And more importantly, they just can't keep the skin barrier healthy.
It also seems that the name of the brand Proudly is a nod to, of course, your melanated and beautifully inclusive, loving family. We've been getting to see 14-year-old daughter Zaya just grow and blossom and slay on the red carpet lately. So how is she doing these days? And is she just skipping right past that angsty teen stage?
We're very proud of our family. Gab and I was just speaking about her recently. I mean, she's really over this last year, she's developing into, you know, this beautiful flower that is just so amazing to see. Like, she's serious about her schoolwork. She don't even like bees, right? And so she's taken more onus of her own life over the last 2 years. And it's beautiful to watch.
Well, although she's probably still in pull-ups, Kavya has no problem telling it like it is, you know, from her being upfront with you. What's her hot take on Proudly?
She is our guinea pig. So, you know, testing out the sprays, like the lavender room spray, she was like, oh, this is nice.
Well, okay, you guys, you have, of course, the beautiful marriage, your style icons, your individual careers booming, all the kids, the parenting, all of it. Describe the perfect day at home. Like, what is the Union Wade home like on just a chill day?
On a chill day? That means the kids aren't home. we just finished Bridgerton.
Yeah. Oh, no spoilers. I'm not done yet.
No spoilers. Oh, yeah.
A little massage.
Yeah, maybe a massage. You know, maybe a little rosé.
You know what? What I did not know at 40 years old, I would love a Bridgerton breakdown conversation. Like, I live for a moment where everyone's like, so did you finish Bridgerton? Yes. Okay, let's talk. Never thought that was my future.
Oh, my gosh. And I have to ask, since you're working together, which one of you is like the per my last email coworker?
Like, me. It's not even funny. Nobody wants to receive a strongly worded email from me. Like, nobody.
What about fashion advice when you give or receive it to any of the kids? Is that like a super proud moment?
They don't take fashion advice from me. So, none. Like, that stopped years ago. It's over.
You guys, thank you so much for being on. And congratulations. I'm proud of you all for this new line. And I can't wait to check it out.
Thank you.
Well, as many of you faithful listeners know, a few weeks ago, Doug and I took the kids to our first trip to Disney World. And it is true what they say. It really is the most magical place on earth. And this last story is one that is chock full of magic. Lover of all things Disney and a veteran teacher of 42 years named Mercy finally decided to retire. And to celebrate, she and her daughter planned a special trip to Disney World's Magic Kingdom. Now, what Miss Mercy didn't know was that her daughter had a special surprise waiting for her. As the longtime teacher stood in front of Cinderella's castle for the photo you have to get when you go to Disney, everyone knows, around 75 parents and students quickly crashed the photo, lining up behind her in matching Mickey shirts. And just as the photo was about to be taken, they began to cheer.
Happy birthday! Yeah!
So Miss Mercy was completely surprised and did have some notable happy tears coming down her face. With everything that teachers go through and with how hard the last few years have been on them, it's so great to see someone who is clearly so loved by her students celebrated that way. I mean, what an incredible photo, too, for her to have and put over her mantle. If that's not something to make you smile, then I don't know what is. Thank you, Miss Mercy, for all that you and all of the wonderful teachers out there do. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you to all of you for listening, and we will be here again tomorrow with more of People Every Day.